Yo sí estaba en Colombia para Navidad un año. Yo fui la día primero, un poquito días primero de Navidad. And then I stayed there for a week or like a couple days or something. Like I came like a week before Christmas, you know. And so I stayed for like a week and a half. And when I came back, I opened all my presents and stuff.
Chévere, ¿y cómo, qué te dieron? You know, en Colombia, ¿qué te dieron de regalos para Navidad?
Don't remember.
You, of course, you remember. You remember, of course. You remember I was there
Oh,
with
all
you?
right. They gave me this really cute shirt.
Yeah, they gave me a Barbie car. It was so fun. My good childhood memories.
So, ¿cuándo tú cogiste tus braces?
Yo, mis braces me lo colocaron hace 3 semanas. My dentist, she said I had to take very good care of them, and they hurt, you know,
Oh
horribly.
my gosh, I can make like 6 pages of lists that you can't eat. Sometimes no soda, no popcorn, no gum, no Tootsie Rolls. I could go on and on.
It's horrible. Pero te tienes que acostumbrar a eso.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my top braces on soon during the summer.
Oh. I'm sure you'll be fine, you know.
So, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is rosado. It's very pretty color. It would translate to pink, as you know. What about yours?
Mine is red because in the Bible, Jesus spoke in red.
That's very cool. Let's talk about our hobbies. What are your favorite hobbies?
I draw, I sing, and sometimes I go play golf.
Muy chévere. My hobbies are
And swimming.
I love to play basketball. I'm in my team in my school. I also love to swim, you know, in the pool. It's very, very fun.
I know, remember the other day when we, cuando nosotros fuimos a la piscina aquí y fue tan chévere, ¿te
Just
acuerdas?
said, tan chévere.
Estamos haciendo como vueltas y todo eso en la piscina.
Estamos nadando mucho. También nos asoleamos un poquito. We got a great tan.
Hablamos mucho de la parque de café, Santiago, Daniel, y hablamos de las tías.
Sí, let's talk about our aunts. Well, your mom,
Yo te,
my tía Claudia, is
Claudia Hart.
so nice, you know.
Que
She
yo sé, ella es muy chévere.
very, muy chévere.
Y muy linda. Y mi tía Paola es muy linda, tiene dos niños, Santiago y Daniel.
Digo, what?
Daniel tiene 4 años y Santiago tiene
17.
17.
Wow.
Y yo tengo mi tía Margie
That's my
y ella
mom.
tiene dos hijas, una que se llama Valentina, que es 5 años y que está en kinder, y otra que se llama The Lovely Juliana, que es 12 y está en sixth grade.
Yes, sixth grade. Well, let's talk about our uncles by marriage. Well, let's talk about Uncle Dad, your dad.
Oh
As you
my God.
know, I call him Uncle Dad because he's my uncle and he's like my dad.
So it's like uncle slash dad, right?
Sí, yo lo amo mucho.
I know,
I
he's
love him
like so
very
cool.
much. He's very, very cool.
Remember yesterday when he took us like shopping?
That was fun. De compras, as you would say in Spanish.
You know, esos jeans estaban tan lindos.
I loved jeans. Let's talk about George now. He's new in our family, but he's a great person.
Yeah, they actually just got married in June. You were
Exactly.
there. You did a
I
great
was
job.
there.
We
Thank
came in a
you.
limo, remember?
That
That was
was
like
really fun. You
OMG.
know, George has a lot of childhood in him.
Oh
Easter
yeah,
egg
totally.
hunting. That's very, very funny.
And rare.
I know. He is not afraid to sit down with you and laugh. Él es muy chistoso. Y también nació en Honduras, which makes him much more funnier because they see a lot of good jokes.
So let's move on, you and me. You've been here since Thursday, last
Yes.
Thursday, which was the 19th.
El 19,
No,
exactly.
it was the 20th.
No, it was the 19th.
Yeah, the 19th. And you actually got there, and we started decorating for my Easter party class.
Sí, el día de Pascua, sino para celebrar de Jesús y también del Easter Bunny.
Yeah, yo, fue tan chévere, like we had the party and everything, and we wrote this really funny letter to Uncle Dad slash Dad, and can I tell him about it?
Sure, like, why don't we talk about
it? Yeah, it said, Happy Easter on the front, and then it said, Dear Uncle Dad slash Dad. Uncle Dad slash Dad, we love you and we appreciate everything you do for us.
I know, we
do. This year for your Easter present, we will hang you by your toes if you don't give us more money. Happy Easter! And then we put just kidding in really tiny letters, and then in even tinier letters, we put not. And no. Then we put love, Hoolies and Lala. And then we wrote, always read this small print. We also wrote one to my mother, right?
Yes.
I'm gonna read it also. Happy Easter. Dear Tia slash Mommy, Happy Easter. We love you. You have been very good with both of us. We love you a lot. Thank you for helping us learn about the path of Jesus. We love you, and in this Easter season, we wish you the best. P.S. For your present is a certificate for free jokes when you need them. $5 per joke. LOL.
That is so funny, you know. Mucha creatividad en nuestras cabezas. We have a lot of creativity.
Do you remember when we went ice skating today?
Oh, patinando en el hielo. That was fun. That was really fun.
Yeah, remember after the Zamboni came? It was like so glossy.
Sí, it was really fun, you know.
Yo sé, ¿te acuerdas cuando llegamos a la casa? Y después mi papi ponió un huevos con plata adentro. Fue cuatro huevos, tres tenía $1 y solo una de las cuatro tenía $10 adentro.
I know, that was so fun, you know,
and
hunting
OMG,
for money.
I found the $10 one.
You found the $10, I know, but
I'll
it was
split
fun,
it with
them. Don't worry, it's fine. Well, it's been really fun these couple of days I've been here. I've been practicing my Spanish a lot. Mucho español con mi tía y Jorge and
yeah.
You.
We've been lately watching home videos of me. And I was about 3 or 2.5 and 1. And we were watching videos of my Christmas and when we were going to places. And it was awesome, you know?
I know.
And one of the videos we saw my cousin Juliana in them.
Yes, you know what I've seen from the videos? We've been really close since we were little girls. You know, dancing to Shakira. And it was really fun. You know, in Colombia when you came to visit, it was awesome.
Before Valentina and Danielle were around, things were a lot different. Not much noise.
Very peaceful. Mucha paz en la familia.
Very peaceful, but we love them so much. Even if
from
they chipped our tooth. So, Valentina, she's like so close to us. We love her so much. And we think she's like the best ever. And you know, she's 5 and she's about to graduate kinder.
She's so big for her age. Muy grande, muy, muy grande para
she's estudiar. Very talkative. They live in New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey, Nueva Jersey. Hay mucha gente que habla español allá.
I know, that's like so surprising.
Yo sé. I mean, casi todo el mundo de los países sudamericanos se van para New Jersey or New York, you know?
Yeah, no, remember when we went to New York and like we went in all these awesome stores, like the M&M store. It had like 4 floors.
I know, all chocolate. Mucho, mucho chocolate.
There's this one floor that you had a total view of Times Square. Serious.
I know, it was fun.
And if you ever go to New York, like, you have to go in the giant McDonald's. It's, like, awesome, right?
I know, McDonald's, you know. That McDonald's is always in the movies. Haven't you noticed?
Yeah, I know. Like, the Pink Panther, the inspector, I think it was in this other movie. He comes to New York and He
orders a hamburger.
Yeah, he calls that hamburger. But you know, the exciting thing is he was standing exactly where me and my cousin Juliana, the people doing this, are like, we're standing. And it was like awesome.
How do you say hamburger in Spanish? I'm just wondering.
Hamburguesa.
That's muy chévere. So why don't we talk about our grandfather?
Yeah, we have a grandfather named Abuelito Alfonso. He is very
muy chistoso.
He's pretty much the only grandfather we have.
Tú te sientas con él y te ríes por años y años porque él es una persona muy, muy chistosa. Very funny, you know. He makes us laugh till we drop.
Let's talk about our grandmother. Let's start with Mary Hart.
Mary. Well, she is very... Let's start. She's a very good cook. Cocina super rico.
Tan rico. Sí. Nosotros, yo y ella, estamos muy mucho tiempo con nosotros en la casa de ella, haciendo chévere cosas. Y a nosotros le gusta hacer como cakes and stuff. It's awesome.
I know. You guys cook a lot, you know, since she's from the south of Texas.
I know. She makes the best cornbread.
Exactly. So I guess she's a really good cook.
Yeah. So that's the point of view. POV.
Yes. Point of view.
So let's move on to Abuelita Amparo.
Well, she is dedicated to God 110%.
No, more like 1,010%, you know.
No, she is a great person and te enseña mucho de Dios. Mucho, mucho de Dios.
Y ella le canta a la iglesia a las 4 de la mañana praying, like literally.
4 o'clock in
praying,
the morning.
Praying.
No, her life is praying from 3 o'clock in the morning till midnight. She's very, very amazing.
Okay, now that we talked enough about family, let's talk about our home states. I was born here in Florida, and we're going to ask each other, what is our favorite things to do here?
Well, let me talk about my background first. Well, both of my parents are from Colombia, and I was also born in Colombia. So my first language was Spanish.
Yeah.
Español es mi prioridad en mis idiomas. But, you know, I've immune to English more than Spanish.
Over the years, I had noticed that at first you were like blanked out on the English. And I'm like, I had to talk to you in like total Spanish.
I know.
But like, look at you pro now.
I know.
My background of my state is I was born here in the city of Pembroke Pines, and I was born at the hospital Memorial West here in Florida. And I have two parents, of course, and I live in a neighborhood, and there's this big neighborhood named Grandpa's. My dad lives in the front. Me and my grandma and my mom all live in like the little same community, and it's like awesome. My home language is English, but my first word was in Spanish. It was agua.
I'm guessing that means water. Translation. So tell us more about your mom and your dad's background, from where they come from.
My dad comes from the United States, from Texas. He was born in Tyler, Texas. He only spent a couple years though. You know, fue muy mucho calor, he said, and you know, he said he had a good childhood there, but he spent most of his years here in Florida and Atlanta and California and a lot of different places, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, and then here comes my mom. She's from like a whole different country, like Colombia. That's where most of my family comes from, you know. And she was raised on a farm. And she loved it there, you know. And
yes,
she had two sisters.
Mi mamá también me dijo de la farm. She told me it was big. What did your mom tell you about the farm?
My mom told me that they didn't have pools, you know, so she would just take a swim in the pond.
In the pond? In a lago? Ah, that sounds stinky. I can't go swim in a pond.
Yeah, so the rest of my mom's background is now she's remarried to George, as we talked about earlier, and She is here sitting right now live at this interview, hearing us do this chat.
Listen to us talking about this. She finds our conversations very interesting. Well,
she is a very interesting woman.
She's very interesting, you know.
Okay, let's move on to your parents' background.
Well, it's not very interesting, but my mom is from Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
She was born in a farm, just like your mom, because they're both sisters. And my father was born in Colombia also. So there's basically no other different country than Colombia. That's our main country.
That's cool.
Y hablamos mucho español. Cool. En mi casa, we speak Spanish, but since I go to school, of course, I have to speak most of my time in English.
So, let's see, what else can we talk about? So, Julius, what is your favorite number?
My favorite number is 9, because that was the day I was born, February 9th, so that's my favorite number. It's just very weird, but that's my favorite number. Mi favorito número. So, what about you? Tell me about your birthday.
My birthday is on July 25th. And my mom's birthday, really weird, is 4 days before, on the 21st of July. So she had me four days before, after her birthday, you know?
Wow.
Like, awesome.
Tu fuiste regalo de ella. You were her birthday present.
Yeah, it was her birthday present, like 4 days late birthday present.
That was great.
When, and my dad, I think he is born in...
Morning.
October 12th,
yes.
And to say a little bit about him, you know,
he's bald. He's bald.
Yeah, he's bald, but you know, he still has little hairs sticking up.
You know, I saw that picture, yo vi esa foto de él con pelo
largo. Yeah, I know.
Y mono.
I know, like back, no mono, it wasn't blonde.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was orange.
Okay, orange. Era foto con el pelo.
Yeah, but it was like down to his butt. I'm serious.
Wow.
Okay. So when were your parents born?
Well, my mom was born in Tuluá, which is a very small town in Colombia.
Birthday.
And she was born on April 6th. And my dad was born in Armenia, which where I was born in Colombia. He was born on December 9th.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so what did you think about that rainstorm today? Como cayó de lluvia.
I know, that rainstorm totally wiped out.
Totally ruined our egg hunt.
You know, and then like, do you know the movie 10,000 BC? Wasn't it awesome?
Fue super chévere. I know, you know.
Jinx, you owe me soda.
Oh, okay, I'll do that soda later. School. Tell me about school. Your grades, your friends, your
We've
teachers.
We've been doing fractions lately, and I've actually been doing okay. I got a pretty good grade on my math test. And I also had a social
Tell me about your friends. Your friends. Are they nice? They're nice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your teacher, what's her name?
Miss Brown.
Is she nice? Is she a good teacher? That's the first
yes.
priority. Yes? Okay.
What's your favorite plant?
My favorite plant is a daisy. Just because... Well, the white and the yellow, I think, are two very beautiful colors combined together.
Okay.
So, what's your favorite clothing store?
Love Couture.
Mine too.
Like, the other day, I bought these really cute jeans there.
Really?
Yeah.
See? También hay una tienda en Colombia que se llama Azúcar, which translates to sugar. It's so cute there. I love that store.
Yeah.
I love that store.
Cool. It's awesome. Great, what did I write down? Look, like, you know, what is your favorite thing to do in Colombia?
My favorite thing to do, mi favorita cosa de hacer, es estar con mi familia. Yo adoro estar con mi familia. Ellos son they're the best. That's all I can say. I also love about Colombia is that it's beautiful climate and there's there's a lot of fun things to do, you know, like el parque, el café, the rivers, y hay veces también Cartagena. But the best thing I love to do is hang out with my abuelito Alfonso. He's like my dad, you know. He raised me since I was a little girl, and I love him.
I know. Yeah, you know, he's like the best. And what do you have to say about Alba?
His girlfriend, la novia de abuelito Alfonso. Well, la primera cosa, ella es muy, muy linda con uno. She's super nice. And she has the cutest dog ever. It's so fluffy. She is so pretty. It's muy, muy bella ella. Muy bella. She's very pleasant to be around with. Alba lleva mucho tiempo con mi abuelito Alfonso de novios.
Yeah, remember once when you and me went with my mom para un parque. It was like so cool. And my mom, you and me first, went on this cool ride where you like sit down. There's this little rope that you hold on to. And you go, kind of, but it's not like as high. And you go around like a circle like twice. And then I went on, then you went on it. And they said that only people 13 and under could go on it. But my mom went on it. And she was like in her 30s. And like she went around and right when she ended, the cord almost broke. It went.
That was so funny. That was hilarious.
I know. It went.
Oh, that was really funny. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
It was really funny. That's the talking about that restaurant. It's a very outdoor restaurant and it has a lot of games, like the skylining game.
Yeah.
That was funny. I think they had to take it down after your mom went on there.
Okay. So, what's your favorite fruit?
Since we're talking about fruits, well, my favorite fruit is a strawberry.
Mine is mango.
Mango? Oh, I love mango smoothies. mango smoothies. You know what's funny?
What?
Remember when we were in the car and we were with Paula talking Spanish and your grandma says, "Stop screaming! Because you're going to disconcentrate me and I'm going to think that we're going to crash." And all of a sudden, she starts screaming louder than us.
I know.
And then we're thinking, oh my gosh, how could she be disconcentrated when she screams with us when she's screaming even louder than us?
Well, sometimes she has like those.
She's very nervous. She's a very funny person. Muy, muy chistosa.
Yeah. During the Easter egg hunt at my school the last day before spring break, you know, this kid found an egg with money in it, and then he yelled, "Money in the bank!"
Oh my gosh. Kids are really funny in your school. Really funny in your school. Hablando de tu colegio is really big and really outdoor. It's very exposed to the outdoors.
I know, you know the second floor when you're heading to the library and the fifth grade hallway and the administrative office?
Yes.
There's like this pretty balcony that shows like trees and like a lot of pretty stuff, you know?
Yes, it lets you go outside, you know, I'm guessing to breathe fresh air. Your school?
What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas, of course. Christmas, Navidad. Pero I prefer Christmas in Colombia. very exciting. Very exciting. What about you?
I don't know. Easter and Christmas get like all tied up. I'm not really sure which one is like the best. Because you know, Jesus was born on Christmas and he died on Easter.
Yes, he did.
He had about 35 years to live, I think.
33.
He started his ministry at 30 and ended at 33.
I know. Well, we've talked a lot about, you know, our thoughts and our family. So, yes.
So, what's your favorite cartoon?
You know who I love? What? I love the Rugrats. They are so cute. Son tan lindos.
I like Fairly Odd Parents.
Magical fairies?
Yes.
I like them too.
They just came out with a new episode.
Oh yeah, their baby is so cute. So round.
Yeah, round. So, who's your favorite author?
I like Judy Blum. I love her books. Yo amo sus libros. Pero me gustaría que ella escribiera más libros en español para yo poder practicar mi español. What about you?
Mark Twain.
Tell me about his books. Tell me about his books.
He made a book about Tom Sawyer.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
Very good? Why don't you tell me about the book?
It's about this kid who always tricks people into doing stuff for him.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah.
That's awesome. Well,
but you know his real name is Samuel Clemens?
Samuel Clemens? Wow.
Yeah, he got it from Mark Twain because he used to work as someone who helped, like, dock the boat and stuff.
See?
And then they shouted out, Mark Twain. So he thought that was a very interesting name. So he named himself Mark Twain.
Wow. Very interesting story. Let me tell you a very funny story about our presidents. You know, in our, when the Indians used to see pictures of George Washington, they would see the pictures of waist up.
I know, and like, I heard this story before. They didn't know how tall he was, so they just added feet.
I know, so when they were gonna make the statue, he was just this little mini guy, muy, muy chiquito, como un enanito. He was so, it was funny, you know. I learned about that in a book, in my social studies class.
What month are you born?
February, as I previously told you. February.
Yeah. So, you're visiting here in Florida right now. So, your family's up in New Jersey.
Yes, they are in New Jersey. My mom and her husband and my sister are there. Well, I love spending time with you guys, you know. Me fascina estar contigo y con mi tía, with George and Uncle Dad.
Yeah, so just like to wrap it all up, because we don't have much time left, let's see. What is, just honestly, what is your favorite, let's see, what is there?
Well, why don't we talk about this? Let me put a conversation. What are your main priorities to accomplish
goal?
In life? Yes, your goal for your life.
I'm not sure. I'm just gonna wait and see what I need to do when I grow up. Right now, I'm just getting the grades, doing good, doing my best, and trying hard. And when I grow up, I'll see what attracts to me. I'm just, you know, people, they do like gymnastics or something, they stick to it. If I don't like it, I don't do it. I'm just waiting to see what I like.
Oh, very interesting.
How about you?
Well, my goals in life are to get involved with international businesses. I would like to learn about, you know, businesses in all the countries.
Lawyer?
Yeah, a lawyer too. But you know, international business, so I can talk Spanish with people, hablar español, or different types of languages. Get to travel around. I want to learn how to speak different languages. I have a lot of goals to accomplish in my life.
I'm just, like I said before, I'm just going to wait and see what I like or I want to accomplish, because right now I don't want to make a decision and then try to go after it, and I don't really want it.
Well, that's a very, very, very interesting thing of thinking ways.
Yeah.
Entonces, ya para cerrar la conversación, ¿qué? ¿Cómo tú te sientes con tu familia?
I feel very warm with them. I just love it when we can just be together and bond just by ourselves. And, you know, I love bonding with my parents because we get a chance to chit-chat and talk about what's going on with each other and about, you know, stuff that just we get comfortable around.
It looks like you have a lot of confidence.
I have a lot of self-confidence.
Yes, and with yourself